We continue the conversation now with a man who is known by millions because he has 4.6 million followers on TikTok. He is a plastic surgeon and influencer, if you will, based in Detroit, Michigan, Dr. Anthony Yoon, well known in TikTok for doing some pretty entertaining videos and so forth, but a very serious subject today. Doctor, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on, Steve.
You're really well known. You've got a lot of followers out there, so you influence a lot of people, and you really have broken ranks here and have gotten a lot of attention, and some of it kind of negative on the return, because you say breast implant illness is real. Now, you're a man who does plastic surgery. You're a celebrity plastic surgeon, I think it's fair to say. You've done a lot of breast augmentation in your life, but you say for some women, there can be some negative outcomes. Tell me about why you decided to come forward and say this.
Well, you know, it's always been kind of this belief in plastic surgery that breast implants are safe for everybody and that they don't make people sick. And back in the 90s, there was a big hubbub with it. The implants were taken off the market for a while. And it really was something that we've always believed. But what's happened is over the last few years, there have been tens of thousands of women who have been coming forward with their stories of their breast implants making them sick. And I'll tell you, Steve, I believe them and I've seen it with my own eyes.
So when you talk about being sick, give me an idea of some of the things, and I'm going to guess this has impacted some of your patients, not because of the work you did per se, but because of the implant itself and the effect or the impact that it has on the body. But give me an idea of the symptoms, some of the things that are fairly common that you say, yeah, that sounds like breast implant illness, as they call it, BII.
So there are a constellation of symptoms. There's literally upwards of 40 of them, ranging from fatigue to rashes to muscle aches to joint pain to hair loss. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons why people can get these symptoms. I think the first thing to realize is that I don't think that the majority of women who have these symptoms have it because of their breast implants. You know, the vast majority of women, I do believe, tolerate their breast implants just fine. But I do think that there is a small percentage of women who, for some reason, their body does not react well to implants, and they get these types of symptoms. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of science out there to show which symptoms are the most common, you know, which are the ones that definitely mean you have breast implant illness. More studies definitely need to be done.
I look at the list here, some of the things that seem to pop up: pain, inflammation, skin rashes, hair loss, brain fog, joint aches, digestive issues, fatigue, all things that you say are commonly reported. I guess my question is, when is the onset of symptoms? I mean, you have a breast augmentation. Is it something that comes on quickly? Is it something that shows up months or possibly even years later?
That's a great question. So usually, Steve, this does not happen right away. The common situation in somebody who has BII is that they have breast implants, they're very happy with them, and then 1 to 2 years later, they start feeling kind of sick. They go see their physician, they undergo a workup, and everything comes back negative. So they get a clean bill of health from their primary doc, from a rheumatologist, but they know that they're ill. Then all of a sudden, they go online, and they see these stories of women who are very similar to theirs. And when these women have their implants taken out, a lot of them feel a lot better and their health issues go away.
And that's what I wanted to ask you next was the relief. Obviously, to reverse the breast augmentation, you can do that. The implants can come out. I know a couple of women that have had their implants taken out for different reasons. This wasn't it. But so you see relief in some patients. Is there relief in all patients? Or again, are we still kind of in the learning phase here?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, the first thing women have to realize is that there are a lot of causes of these types of issues. Just because you have a rash and you have breast implants, it doesn't mean your breast implants are causing that. So in general, breast implant illness is what we call a diagnosis of exclusion. If there's not, if everything else tests negative and you have breast implants and you know you're sick, then it could be the implants that are causing it. Now, there have been a couple of small studies that have looked at whether women who have their implants taken out get better. And the studies look and show anywhere from about 55 to 75% of women who have these types of symptoms do appear to improve after their implants are removed. But the group of women that don't seem to improve very much are women who have pre-existing autoimmune disease. If they've got severe rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, those types of things, they've been diagnosed with, they've been dealing with for a long time. A lot of times the implants are removed and their symptoms don't seem to get better.
You know, I look at the numbers here, and I want to ask you this, doctor, because you're one of the first, if maybe the only right now, that's come out and said, you know what, I believe my patients, I believe this to be real, breaking ranks with plastic surgeons and specialty surgeons all over this country and, frankly, around the world. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, if you will. The numbers I have here from 2018, 329,000 breast augmentations in that year in this country. Is that part of the resistance? Surgeons, other doctors, people are concerned that maybe it will damage the industry, or worse, that they could get sued for malpractice of some sort because people are getting sick. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for the, I guess, the influence with other doctors and why they may be, I guess, resistant to the idea that implants may make people sick. I think this is something that really has been just, it's been gospel, I guess, in the field of plastic surgery for as long as I've been doing this. You know, I've been practicing plastic surgery for 17 years in private practice, did training for 6 years before that. And the entire time, we've always said that implants are safe. And it wasn't, honestly, until I looked at not the plastic surgery literature, the studies being done by plastic surgeons, but the studies being done by rheumatologists and other doctors that do appear to be showing this. So we do, you know, the good thing is our societies are really taking this to a head. They're actually conducting many studies now to look at breast implant illness and is it something that is real. There still is that contingent of plastic surgeons who are adamant that BII is a psychiatric condition. And I think this is a terrible thing because basically we're telling women that we're right and you're wrong and we know your bodies more than you do. And I just think that that's a horrible, horrible direction to go. So plastic surgeons are definitely going in the right direction in general with this, but definitely more studies need to be done, more information needs to be put out there, and we have to listen to our patients. If they know they're sick and they think it's their implants, then we've got to believe them.
Well, do you think it will lead to alternatives? And what I mean by that is taking one part of the body, maybe fat from one part of a body, and moving it in changing the ways you do breast augmentation instead of putting in a silicone breast implant. Are there, you know, studies or experimental procedures being done where you might change the way you do it? Are there ways that we can make it so that it's more, I don't know, more natural, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I encourage all women who are thinking about breast implants is that if you can be happy with your body the way it is, then don't have surgery. You know, surgery comes with its potential risks. Now, you bring up a very, very good topic, which is fat injections into the breast. That is something that is gaining in popularity. I'm very cautious with that, and I think we need to consider that 1 in 9 women will get breast cancer in their lifetime. It's a horrible statistic, but it is real. And we do know now that our fat is chock full of stem cells. And what happens if you inject stem cells into a woman's breast that has a risk of cancer? You know, are we going to potentially cause, let's say, a small area of precancerous cells to become cancer more quickly because we've basically filled them up with stem cells? These are studies that need to be also done before I myself can say that those treatments are safe. So right now, you know, breast implants are still the safest, best way if you truly want to enhance your breasts, in my opinion, but they do come with these risks of BII and other types of risks as well. So just to educate patients and make sure if they make that decision that you know why you're doing this.
Make an educated choice is what you're telling people. Dr. Anthony Yoon, great advice there. No matter what you're doing, make sure you understand the ups, the downs, and all the possible ramifications. We really appreciate you doing this, what I consider to be a service for women, not just in the United States, but around the world. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve, so much.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.